بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فقال تبارك وتعالى الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام and listen dear brothers, recently we are going to the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, and in the Islamic calendar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Arhamul Rahimin, Akramul Akramin, the most kind, Allah's outstanding sifat attributes is of rahmat and maghfirat. Allah loves to forgive. Allah is very merciful. To the extent ulama explain that all these months of Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Rajab, Muharram, 3 months, they are consecutively Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. And we have a Rajab. These in Sharia and in Islam are called Ashhurul Hurm, the sacred months, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made very sacred. A'mal that are done in these months, the rewards are magnified, multiplied. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ Allah says specifically in these months, don't oppress yourself. Don't involve yourself in ma'asiyat and disobedience. Because the sin also will be magnified and multiplied. These are sacred months for Allah to forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much forgiveness, how much maghfirat, how much is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has covered every aspect of the life of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if you have to be a zalim, فَلَا تَظْلِمُ Allah says, don't make zulm. Don't oppress yourself with disobedience. Don't oppress the people around you by taking their rights, by abusing them, by being inconsiderate. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا Don't cause oppression. Don't take the wealth of anyone without due right. These are all the months are sacred. These are the months where a person's heart should open and hamdardi, well-wishing, and the pain and compassion with the ummah should come into their heart. The hajjis are leaving towards Makkatul Mukarrama, towards Madinatul Munawwara. There's something happening in the skies right now. The rahmat of Allah is moving. Malaika are in movement. The hajjis are leaving. Du'as are being made in the Roda at the Baytullah. Plans are being made right now. Allah's rahmat is in the air. Maghfirat is there. Allah says, if the other months of the year, the 8 months of the year, if you have done any oppression upon yourself or upon anyone around you, and you may be termed as a zalim, an oppressor. Allah says, remember, if you are zalim, then from maghfirat, forgiveness, I am ghafir. You come as a zalim oppressor, I am an aghafir, I will forgive. And if you have done more than zulam, oppress much yourself, people around you, and you become zallam, the superlative form, great oppressor, Allah says, remember, ana ghaffar. If you are zallam, I am ghaffar, I will match you. And if you go further than that, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ hyperbole. Allah says, now you've exceeded all bounds. Your oppression has exceeded all limits. But then, if you are ظَلُوم, I am غَفُور. I will match you. Just make tawbah and maghfirat. And I will forgive you. These are the days to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned, the hadiths are leaving to make du'as for them also. These are sacred months. They are leaving to make du'a that Allah makes the journey an easy one at the airports, on the train, in the buses. That Allah Ta'ala keeps them safe. Our du'as with them, we get a share in their du'as also. And this is a sign of iman and demand of iman. That during these months of hajj, our heart goes to Baytullah. When our mashayikh before, the Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah, when the moon used to be sighted for Eid, Eid al-Fitr. After Ramadan, we begin to celebrate, now it's Eid tomorrow. But he would say from the depths of his heart, in poetry form, Ya Allah suna hai, Ya Allah I have heard, ki tere dar pe tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. Ya Allah I have heard, that now the moon has been sighted, the months of Hajj have begun already. Ya Allah I have heard, that there will be a crowding of your international lovers at your threshold at Kaaba Sharif. Agar ijazat ho, maybe shamil ho jao. Maybe hazir ho jao. Ya Allah, you give permission, I also want to be there. This is the demand of iman. That the camera of the heart now goes to Madina Munawwara. And ulama explain when the love of deen will come into the heart. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come into the heart. The love of the sacred places of Haramain Sharifain, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, beloved feet, mubarak feet, touch that zameen and that earth. Then ulama say when this love will come into the heart, then that one palm tree of Madina Munawwara will be more beautiful for us than everything else in the world. Leave all the parks and the waterfalls and all the sightseeing. Just looking at one tree of the city of Madinatul Munawwara become beloved to a believer. This is a sign of iman. My heart wants to go nowhere else. To go to Madina Munawwara and to stand before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the land and the city of Tashkil. To go there and present myself and to make my own tashkil, to give my life for the deen of Allah. Madina Munawwara was a city where tashkil, jamaats were being sent out in the path of Allah. Halqas of ta'lim was taking place, tazkiyat tasawuf, majlis was taking place. So the heart of a believer is attached right now to those mubarak places. So the months of Hajj have begun already. And the shauq and desire should be in every person's heart. The khazana, the treasury of Allah has no limit. Our du'as are limited. Our yearning is limited. But Allah knows within the heart He wants to go. And how Allah will make us, how many ahaji? How did you go? I can't understand how Allah made a plan. How Allah did it for me. The yearning and desire was there. Desires should, according to our desire, Allah will open the doors. So the months of Hajj have begun, and now the sacred months for us that are behind. What for us to do in these months? These are sacred months, Dhul Qa'da, as we mentioned right now. Dhul Qa'da basically means, Qa'da means to sit down. In these 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fighting haram. Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. That now fighting in these months, even in the days of Jahiliyyah, the mushrikeen would stop the fighting in these sacred months. Why sit down? Don't fight. Hajj is about to begin. Keep the road clear, keep it safe. Don't attack anyone. Let the Hajjis come. During the months of Hajj also no fighting. Let them do their Hajj. In Muharram, no fighting also. Let them return home. And in Rajab then Sha'ban, now keep it clear, let them come for Umrah. Let them come for Umrah and return safely also. So all these months Allah has made for the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to increase our a'mal, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have these sacred months to increase our Quran tilawat, the tasbihat, moving in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to get this closeness, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The months of Hajj, my dear brothers, those that are proceeding and are still going, those that are left behind, how for us to make the best of these days? That we want to profit, we want to cash in by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make the best of these days. We take it week by week. Ulama say for only 1 week at least, from this Jumu'ah to next Jumu'ah, ensure I get all my salah in the masjid. Take it week by week. Then now Zul Hijjah will come. Then Muharram will come. Take it week by week, month by month. For the ladies at home, to get all my salah on time. And eradicate one evil habit. For this week I will not make any ghibat of anyone. To the extent Allah Ta'ala save us sometime in the haram of Makkah, haram of Madinatul Munawwara, we will see someone doing certain thing. And unfortunately, the haji sitting there, he's looking at the faults of others and he will say, these people from this country, they have no paki, na paki, they're very dirty, na'uzu billah. You've made ghibat of the entire nation. How are you going to ask him for forgiveness? Every person has been invited. He's a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us back home also. Quran Sharif says, during the months, during the days of Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثَ. No obscene talk. Don't be rude. Be polite. فَلَا رَفَثَ. Don't be obscene. What's your language? Specifically for the Haji. Because now you're in the most Mubarak place. The Haram of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came down to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and designated and showed him, these are the boundaries of the Haram. These are the boundaries of the Haram. This is blessed zameen, blessed land. La taqtulu sayda. You cannot do hunting also in this land. You can't cut the grass in that land also. Everything is sacred. There are specific rules. How to behave. What to do, what not to do. The entire thing was stipulated. This is the Haram area. This, so to say, is the capital of the world. Not the capital of gambling or vice or sin. This is a special place right now. Designated. Jibreel comes down again in the time of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, shows him again, this is the Haram area. Hajjatul Wada', Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, once again shows Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this is the land of the Haram. Every amal over here is times 100,000. And in Madinatul Munawwara, times 50,000. Blessed place. So in the Mubarak days, فَلَا رَفَثَ. Abstain from any type of speech that is obscene. Control your anger, control the tongue. Ulama explained that person who will control his tongue, تَرْكَ kalam. He'll talk if necessary. He'll talk if necessary. Abstain from sin. Stay in seclusion with your Quran. Take out time, come to the masjid early, Asr to Maghrib, Maghrib to Isha. Less speech. Isolation, seclude yourself with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Speak less, mix less. And refrain from sin. Ulama say you are guaranteed that Allah will give you the strong connection with your heart, such a connection that you can break it. No sin can break it. You're connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَلَا رَفَثَ. Don't be obscene. وَلَا فُسُوق الْمَعَاسِ. All the sins in my life, now's the time to eradicate them. Now to come to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Quran says, especially for the haji, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ. Don't engage in sins, especially the cell phone. I will train myself this month of year, Zul Qa'da, Zul Hijjah, and Muharram is coming. Allah will give us the ability to refrain from sin the entire year. Then let Ramadan come. Let Ramadan come and see the enjoyment of Ramadan. But the climax of Ramadan, ulama explain, one is the Rajab, Sha'ban, 15 night. Allah says forgiveness. Come Ramadan, then the days of Maghfirat, forgiveness, then Rahmat, in the last 10 days. Now we're climaxing to the last 10 days. Allah is preparing the ummah. Something big is going to happen after Ramadan. Every one of you all in seclusion. I'tikaf is taking place. Tarawih is taking place. Do your infiradi a'mal, individual a'mal. Now the big a'mal of Hajj is soon to come. Prepare the ummah. Hajj is soon to come. Control yourself. Because the tongue and sins. In Hadith Sharif or Riwayat of Muslim, Rahimullah, he says that a person will do the a'mal of Jannat. He will do the a'mal of a jannati. Till the person gets so close to Jannah, which is just one hand span. Ekbali shibrun. So close to Jannah, one hand span. But he utters something, he says something, condones something. Now they attack on our aqidah and belief. Accept these vile actions that they want to instill within our children. Putting alphabets together. Condone it. Is nothing wrong with it. Look into the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. His nephew Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. How they were destroyed because of this vile action. Now they say support it. Support it. Condone it. Don't say anything about it. Quran says, "Fala rafatha." Now the days of Hajj have begun. The months of Hajj have begun. Be careful what we see. He's so close to Jannah, he just makes one statement, one tweet, one post. One tweet, one post. So close to Jannah, Hadith Sharif says his entire taqdeer changes, he comes so close to Jahannam, and he dies in that condition. Just one statement. And a sinner, entire life, being the amal of Jahannam, actions of a Jahannami. Just before mort, he's one balish, one hand span from Jahannam. Yet it is one good statement in defense of deen, in defense of sharia. One durood sharif. One youngster, as the Sheikh has mentioned about a youngster, every sin in his life, mother would advise him, mend your ways, mend your ways. Didn't stop. He walks into the masjid. Allah puts in his heart, he recites durood sharif aloud. Because of that, entire congregation recited durood after him. Once man from Jahannam, the young man passed away, the mother sees him in Jannah, oh my son, how did you reach there? They want durood sharif. They want durood I read, the entire congregation read with me. Allah loved it so much. My entire taqdeer changed. On just one word, فَلَا رَفَثَ. Censor your speech. وَلَا فُسُوقَ. Clear our phones, our history, delete it. By Allah, a person makes tawbah, Allah says forgiven and forgotten. There's no record of it, like you've never done it. There's no record of it, you haven't done it whatsoever. وَلَا جِدَالَ. And Allah says, in these days, don't fight. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Specifically in Hajj, don't fight in a very makani makhsus, a special place. Buqatul musharrafa, most honorable place in Makkatul Mukarramah, wala jilal. Don't fight. Don't fight with the Hajj agent. Don't fight with reception. Back home, don't fight with any organization. Turn to Allah. Let Allah do our work for us. Don't fight. Or this will be your habit the entire year round. We look in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where the Hajj came from. For us just to activate our minds, every day we're reading Salah, we come to Tashahud, and then we come to Durood Ibrahim, the most virtuous Durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid, and Allahumma barik. This is the best Durood. They don't forget Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. How many ayat in Quran? وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Allah highlights the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Read Quran and understanding. There are lessons for those of intelligence. Read about his life. What syllabus Allah Ta'ala put him through to make his iman. Allah says in Quran, remember the times when he tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with different types of tests. With his life, with his family. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He completed every examination, he passed with flying colors. Till he became the friend of Allah. Every examination, all the lessons of life is found in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. O Nabi of Allah, we send wahi, revelation to you. أَنِتَّبِعْ. Make it tiba'. Follow millata abik. The millat and the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Follow his qurbani. See what he went through in his life. As a young man, searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah had chosen him. He would see his father, Azar, some say his uncle, making idols. They would worship idols and the stars. They would make the stars, they would carve them out, and they would use them for worship. So, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَعَى كَوْكَبًا. Quran says when the night, came unto them and he looks into the skies, he sees the stars. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Said, this is my Rabb. This is my Rabb. But he disappeared. Cannot be my Rabb. Then he sees the moon, then he sees the sun. That also disappears. The talab and desire of this young boy to find Allah. Allah highlights, have the desire in your heart, look for Allah. اُطُلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي. Look for Allah, you will find him. You will find Allah because Allah is waiting for you. These are the months to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the camera of the heart wants to go somewhere else, the camera of the heart, go to the haram of Makkah and stop it there. Leave the camera in the pocket. Let the camera room of the heart. Let you go to the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let the tears fall. Ya Allah, if only I could be there. I'm looking for Allah. When everything disappeared, then he says, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya. Now I turn my entire focus and life towards the one that created the skies and the earth. وَمَا أَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I am not amongst those that ascribe partners to Allah. He passed the test. Then in the court of Namrud, the king of the time, O Ibrahim, who is your Rabb? Say, my Rabb is the one, yuhyi wa yumid, he gives life, he gives death. The test is on. This is an oppressive ruler, might take his life. There he was tested with his father. Father says, wahajurni maliya, O Ibrahim, leave me now. You don't want to worship idols, so leave for a long period of time. Qal salamun alayka, O my father, salam to you. Sa'astaghfiru laka rabbi, I'll make istighfar for you. Sacrifice his father also. Had to leave. Now in the court of the king, who is your Rabb? My Rabb is the one that gives life, that gives death. Namrud, the king, says, Ana uhi wa umit, also give life and death. He calls two slaves, two prisoners, sets one free. I give him life, he kills one. Qala Ibrahim, Ibrahim, young man, says, looking for Allah, the desire and the heart, that my Allah is the one, ya'ti bi shamsi min al mashriq. That Allah is the one that brings the sun out from the east. Can you do that? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ The one that had kufr in his heart was dumbstruck. Couldn't say anything. Ibrahim passed. Throw him into the fire. Now he's flung into the fire. Malaika come to help him. Did Allah send you? No. Yaqeen of Ibrahim. His conviction in Allah. Allah will open the doors for me. The test is there. The king did not give me accreditation. He threw me into the fire. You can't come into the royal court again. Did Allah send you to assist me? No. Then I don't need you. My Allah is sufficient. Allah made the fire a place of Jannat for him, a garden. And goes on in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Allah loved his life so much in his old age, 90 plus. Allah blesses him with a son. His first wife, Sarah radiallahu anha, was given a slave girl. Long incident behind it, slave girl Hajar. She says to Ibrahim, take Hajar, possibly she will give birth to a son. He gets Ismail alayhi salatu salam, Hajar. The ghira and the susceptibility of the first wife. She has a son. She's taking your attention away. Better you take her away from my sight. Allah sends wahi, take Hajar and go to Makkatul Mukarrama. Where was he staying? Palestine. May Allah free that land. He comes to Makkatul Mukarrama and there's no vegetation. Now the test of the wife and the child also. Test upon test, showing the ummah. O Nabi of Allah, you follow the millat in the religion of Ibrahim and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you. He leaves her little water and little provisions, some khajur and dates. Suckling child, still breastfeeding. Allah says, now return. He turns away. O Ibrahim, where are you going to? He has no reply. Allah says, no reply. He leaves. On the third time, then she asks him, Allahu amaraka bi, did Allah command me with this? He says, yes. If that is the case, Allah will preserve us. The yaqeen of the mother, the first madrasa in Islam. The responsibility of the father. Father is upon deen, our responsibility, yes, is the accommodation and shelter. Is there food and drink? Equal responsibility is the ta'lim and the deen also. How many of us have this concern for our masturat and our ladies back home? Go and ask them, my dear brothers, how many qaza fast do you all have? Go and ask them, how many years Ramadan you must have? You kept the qaza. And they will tell you, 50, 100, I haven't kept all these years. It's my responsibility. Wake up on a Monday and Thursday and keep the fast with her. Qiyamah's day she will hold my hand. You gave me dunya, you didn't give me deen. It was your responsibility. He brought everything into the house, you didn't bring deen into the house. He never asked me about my salah, about my roza, about my fasting, about my zakat. It's our responsibility. He leaves the wife in the name of Allah. Then he turns around and he makes dua. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي Allah, I have left behind my family and my children, my progeny. In such a valley where there is no cultivation, there is no fruits, there is no food, there is nothing, barren land. Ya Allah, make the hearts of mankind inclined towards them. Allah has made that place مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنَا A place where a person's heart wants to return. To such an extent, even the kuffar of the world want to go to the Mubarak places. Even they want to go there. They want to see that, they say the black cube. They even have the desire, Allah has made every person to be born upon the deen of Islam. They want to see Madinah Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama. He makes dua and he leaves. Not just leaving the wife. The big question, who will make tarbiyat and who will nurture? Who will nurture young Ismail? He goes back home. Sarah falls pregnant. She gives birth to Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Here Ibrahim lives with the son. From Ishaq came Yaqub, Yaqub, 12 sons, Bani Israel, the Jews came. And here the Arabs downtrodden, only Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. But the sacrifice of the father, consolation for the ummah. Possibly you've lost your family or your wife, some separation, whatever may have happened. Ulama say, what was in the heart of Ibrahim? What was in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in Palestine and his young son in Makkatul Mukarramah? There's no boundaries for the heart. What cry was in his heart for Ismail? Allah, what will happen to him? Who will take care of him? The highlight ulama say, the father was in the path of Allah, making the ultimate sacrifice of the deen of Allah. Moving on the command of Allah. The ummah has been sent to make qurbani for deen. Deen came with sacrifice, will remain with sacrifice, will spread with sacrifice. There's no other way for deen to remain alive. He was fulfilling the command of Allah. His young wife, also making sabr upon the command of Allah, Allah directly makes tarbiyat, nurtures Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah chooses him with his father, build the Ka'batullah, build the Baytullah. There's much in regards to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but from that blessed family, in these months, when it came to the Ka'batullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam and family. Zamzam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and family. Safa, Marwa, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and family. Qurbani, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and family. What is the lesson? There's only tests upon tests. Today we are afraid. Yes, we should ask Allah for afiyat. But Allah has made this dunya a place of tests. But He connected to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah gave us Hajj and all the jamarat pelting from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. For us to revisit the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the qurbani he made, I can make qurbani little to abstain from my sins now to get my salah right. To refrain from the ghibat and the slander and the jealousy, to clean my heart out. And finally Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after all these years of qurbani sacrifice, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شَهَدَيْتْ حَضْرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is about to pass away. The Nabi of Allah, son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from his progeny. Yaqub alayhi salatu is about to leave this world. Nabi of Allah, إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Look at the Anbiya alayhi salam. What fikr they have concern. He's about to pass away. He has his sons around him. Oh my sons, who will you worship after me? The Nabi of Allah is asking his children, my concern is, oh my children, what will you eat after me? What will happen to you all? Put everything in a trust. Do this and do that. The Nabi of Allah is concerned. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. What will happen to you after me? This should be the cry of every parent. Putting our children in secular atmosphere. And those institutions where these letters are being taught to the young child. How to satisfy himself. Altering his aqidah and his belief. Now more than ever to connect ourselves to the fikr and concern of deen. With some movement of deen, we have all the avenues. We have the effort of da'wat, where imar is increased, the effort of tazkiyah and tasawwuf, where we can reform ourselves. Allah has made a system, a protective capsule for us to enter into, protect our iman. As we mentioned many a times before, 20 years ago, ulama were telling the ummah to protect your amal. Now we are saying protect your iman. Protect your iman. How to protect the iman? It will not happen within our homes. The hadis have left. We are here to increase our amal, to attach ourselves. We can't go for hajj. There are basic amal to conclude. To connect ourselves in these days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't make it for hajj, but I can get the reward of a hajj sitting here at home. Ulama, I mentioned a few amal. A person makes wuzu at home. And he goes to the masjid. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says he's like a haji who has donned the ihram and proceeded to the Baytullah. Every step is getting the reward. Just to make wudu at home and come for salah, 5 times a day, you made 5 hajj. Allah has given you the reward. Ishraq salah, become fajr salah, remain in the dhikr of Allah, 13, 14 minutes after sunrise, two rakats of salah. Allah will give you the reward of a complete hajj and umrah, tamma, complete reward. Just 2 rakats after sunrise, 15 minutes after sunrise, Allah will give you the reward. The third amal ulama explain, a person goes to the masjid to learn some knowledge or to teach. My Quran tilawat, I'm not sure about it. Go to the local imam, go to someone in the masjid, teach me Quran Sharif, 1 verse a day, I want to learn. He goes to learn or to teach. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says Allah will give him the reward of a perfect hajj. Perfect hajj. The fourth amal, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhuma says, a person who says subhanallah, only subhanallah, 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening, Allah will give him the reward of 100 hajj. The reward of 100 hajj. Allah has made deen so simple. You're connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other riwayat, serve your parents, Allah will give you the reward of a hajj. Salatul Jum'ah, some tabi'een say, Salatul Jum'ah is more virtuous than hajj also. Some ulama explain, Sayyidi Muisayyib would say, person who has reached Salatul Isha in Jama'ah, in the masjid, Allah will give him the reward of a hajj. You've got the reward of a hajj tonight. Come for Fajr Salah, Allah will give you the reward of Umrah. Every day a person gets the reward for it. And fulfill the need of a Muslim brother. Allah will give you the reward of a perfect hajj, nothing less than that. We cannot go, we have all these a'mal before us. As much as we can in these beautiful months, we have Zul Qa'dah. Then Zul Hijjah will come. Qurbani, open our hearts to Qurbani, my dear brothers. We are saving, we are paying installments for our cars every month. Nobody says expensive. Now we're asking, how much is the Qurbani animal? I can't afford it. Save up. We have the real desire and shock. We are borrowing for everything else. I want to make some Qurbani in my home. The Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to slaughter his son, Allah ransomed his son and sent down the Qurbani animal. Qurbani is coming. To do Qurbani with our own hands. The same Qurbani animal, according to some riwayat, will be, so to say, now conveyance to the Pulsirat. One way ticket to Jannah, inshallah. So we have these beautiful months. Allah says, don't make zulm upon yourself. Don't fight. Don't argue. Don't be obscene. Don't engage in sin and guna, ma'asiyat. Protect yourself. The remaining months of the year, Allah will keep you clean. May Allah give us the faith to make amal.